The Illinois Supreme Court will be the ultimate decider on this case, but the Illinois Supreme Court doesn't have what we call original jurisdiction. That is, they don't have trial jurisdiction. They've got to take a case that comes from the lower court. They almost certainly will ask the court to for an injunction against the legislation pending a trial and a final outcome on the case. I would be more surprised if a circuit court did not grant an injunction than if they did grant an injunction.
It would be one unified legal effort with several unions. They wouldn't do their own.
It is possible that there would be separate lawsuits filed. The unions aren't the only people that have interests here. The unions don't represent retired folks. You know, you have non-unionized employees. You have a group of retirees that aren't part of a union. I mean, once you're retired, you're not part of the union negotiation. They're not representing you. There may be separate lawsuits filed by each of these groups, by people representing each of these groups. But if they are, they're all going to get consolidated into a single case because the issues are all the same.
And you said that it results in an injunction. What does that mean?
Well, an injunction is essentially an order by the court that the state will not be able to implement the new law until the legal issues are resolved.
They could strike down part of this? I mean, what possible outcomes might we...
The range of possible outcomes are that the Illinois Supreme Court upholds the law in its entirety. That's a possibility. It's possible that they strike the law in its entirety. And it's possible that they will find some provisions of the law okay and some provisions of the law unconstitutional, in which case the law as a whole could not be enforced. And almost certainly what would happen in that case is that the legislature would have to go back and rethink what it's doing with pension reform. Because, you know, if the court strikes down, for example, if the court says the change in the annual cost of living adjustment is unconstitutional, well, you know, most of the savings from this bill comes from the change in the cost of living adjustment. So if the court says that's unconstitutional, you know, the whole legislation kind of falls apart. So I think if any part of it is unconstitutional, what's going to have to happen is the legislature is going to have to start over. Even if the court grants an immediate appeal, it just takes time. I mean, there are rules. There are rules. You know, once you file, once one party files a complaint, then there's 30 days for the opposing party to respond. There's a briefing schedule. There's motions practice. There's, you know, you can't skip these steps in the context of normal litigation.
So you wouldn't have a situation if it was all struck down, you'd have to reverse what was already
You know, that's why, you know, that's one of the reasons I expect that a trial court might issue an injunction is because of the problems of unwinding all of the decisions if the law is struck down. But it's not a sure thing, and it's not a sure thing for a couple of reasons. One is you know, there are also problems if you have an injunction in place. Well, what happens to people who retire, you know, the time the injunction is in place? Well, presumably they're under the old rules. Well, what if the law is upheld? Then do we put them back under the law's rules? And, you know, and how do we unwind those 2 years of payments to them? I mean, so there are problems both ways. And the other piece of it is that at the end of the day, we're talking about how much money a retiree gets. There's this requirement for an injunction that you show irreparable harm to the party who's moving for the injunction. Normally, issues of money are not irreparable harms, right? I mean, you can be compensated for issues of money, right? You just give you more money at the end of the day, and that's not an irreparable harm. However, when you're dealing with people who have bills to pay and, you know, have to make decisions about whether to retire or not, depending on what the law says, that might be interpreted as an irreparable harm.